Simplemente imperfecto del inglés.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for another exciting edition and interactive edition of the show with no name, exclusively on Vaughan Radio. And I hope you guys are ready to lift off, because we're going to go to a lot of exciting places on our daily English adventure. So strap on your seatbelts, because it's time for liftoff.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff. 30 minutes after the hour.
Hold on to your hats.
Strap on your seatbelt.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Hold on to your hats.
Get ready for the ride of your life.
The show with no name.
It's show with no name time.
All right, all right, amigos. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another exciting edition of the show with no name. And guys, thanks to you, this show just celebrated. This is yesterday, but we can celebrate it today. 14 years on the air. That's right, folks. A little experiment called The Show with No Name started 14 years ago yesterday, and that would not be possible to say that, you know, that sentence, that phrase, without you guys, the students. So thank you. No, seriously. Thank you. I mean, wow, it's been such a pleasure and an honor to do what I do every day here. I feel lucky. I have some of the nicest people I've ever met in my group of students. I've met famous people. I mean, it's been an amazing adventure. TV, books. I could never have fathomed this. And to fathom is to imagine. In a million years that, you know, I could tell, oh, I have four books and I do a show and, you know, people have been with us for over a decade. And, you know, now I do my own show. It's just stuff that, and I have a song. Many of you know that, Wanna Dance, that was number one. So my life, I sometimes think of it and it's surreal when I say it aloud. Like there was one time I remember I was living in Lavapiés, right in the center. And it was the week, I believe, English Everywhere came out. And it was also the week that DJ Valdi's Wanna Dance song, which I rap on and I wrote the rap, went to number one. So I remember I was chatting up a girl and then, ¿cómo te llamas? And she goes, so what do you do? I'm like, well, it's kind of a weird week for me. I've got like a song at number one on the charts and I just launched, you know, my first book. She looked at me like, what? I'm like, I know. It sounds like I'm making this up. Parece que me lo estoy inventando. So thank you for all the magic that you guys bring to the table every day. And yes, Wanna Dance. Maybe we'll play it today. Have you guys? I'm sure many of you have heard the song, but if you haven't heard it, maybe we could play it. The only thing is YouTube, you know, they're not big on rights, even though it's my freaking voice. Like, you know, I own part of the rights of the song, but They don't care. They're not interested in that. Mafias don't care about rules for themselves. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't speak ill of the platform that I'm on, right? YouTube is the best thing in the, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Okay. Maybe I'm overstating it a little bit. Welcome, guys. Welcome to another exciting show after 14 years, man. 14 years. And I remember the pilot episode. I literally lost my mind. I went out of my mind, as we say, to go out of your mind or to lose your mind, because I was imagining the show with a student all the time, because, well, that was kind of the formula then. It was you have your students, you give your class. So I didn't have a student, and I guess I could have gotten one. I don't know why I didn't. Well, I guess I wanted to control what was going on. So what I did was, and I don't know if this exists, if a recording of this exists, but the first show, I literally was talking to myself. I played myself, so Alberto Alonso as himself, and I also played the role of Paco, the intermediate to low-level student who just wasn't getting it. And so I was like, Paco, great, ask me why it's breaking news. Why it is breaking... No, Paco, why is it... And I literally went insane. I would love to hear that now. I really would, because, whoa. But then I realized, I was like, well, yeah, I can have guests on the show, but also I'd like to be able to carry the show myself. So if I want to, if I don't have students who can come at that time or whatever, I'd like to know that just like in my classroom, if I, you know, if I had to give the class to one student, I could do that. You know, you just adjust, you adjust everything. And Richard said that to me when he hired me to be on the radio. He goes, don't you feel like you're wasting your time? And he meant it like, he didn't mean it in a bad way, but he meant it. Don't you feel like you're wasting your time teaching just four students at a time? And I was like, well, you know, I feel like I could reach 4,400. Who knows? I mean, my voice, I studied acting. So, you know, and the rest is history. We started doing TV. Actually, I started doing TV with Vaughn before we got into radio. And then finally, when Richard Vaughn liked what he saw, well, Richard Vaughn and whoever else was calling the shots, when they liked what they saw, they were like, dude, you got to get on our radio thing too. And then for a long time, I was working with audio, visual, and contents. So for a long time, I was kind of one of the, I worked with the talent. I helped a lot of people develop shows, ideas. I worked with some of the teachers, because you got to remember, we had a TV station, but we didn't have actors. We had teachers. We didn't have people who had experience in front of a camera. So that was kind of my job to say, you're an excellent teacher. We just need that to come through on the camera. A couple a couple tricks, tips, pointers. And so I really enjoyed doing that. I did that for a long time. And now I just do the radio promo stuff as well. And speaking of, guys, we've got a trivia night right around the corner. I'm so excited. It looks like I'm going to be able to go. I know so many other Vaughn radio presenters have confirmed that they're going to be there as well. Let me give you all the information about Vaughn trivia nights. ¿Aún no conoces los Vaughn Trivia Nights? Well, you're missing out. Te lo estás perdiendo. Júntate con tus presentadores favoritos de Vaughn Radio y tus compañeros para pasar una noche llena de retos, risas, premios y buen rollo. Y por supuesto, en inglés. Tendrá lugar el 5 de octubre en Real Madrid, Calle de Amañel 23. El quizmaster será el mega crack, el mismísimo Guy Williams.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Presentador de Western Civilization. Vaughn Trivia Nights at Real Madrid.
Completely out of control.
There you go, folks. We hope you can make it. All the information is on our website. It's also on our social media. So follow Vaughn, follow me, follow my friends, my colleagues on Vaughn Radio, and you'll learn lots of English. You'll also find out about all these events, and you'll do really well in our pop quiz.
Pop quiz. Pop quiz. Pop quiz. Come on.
Pop quiz.
Yeah. Put your hands up.
Pop quiz.
Yeah.
That's right, folks. It is our pop quiz only on The Show with No Name. And here's where I urge you guys to follow me, follow my workmates. I hate that word. Follow my friends who work at Vaughn Radio. Because when I say the word colleagues or coworkers, it sounds like cold to me. And they're not my colleagues. They're my fucking friends. So follow my friends on Vaughn Radio. They are all awesome. Fitz. Jules, who is one of the newest additions to Vaughn Radio. What an honor it is to have her on board. I think you'll all agree she's awesome. And if you haven't heard her, you can tune in right after today's show. All you have to do is download the Vaughn Radio app and you can listen to us wherever, whenever, to use the words of Shakira. Now, today we're going to take a look at a pop quiz that was sponsored by our good friend. And I've got to be honest with you. She's a tough cookie. What? Una galleta dura? Well, no. In English means, as a teacher, she's a tough cookie. So she's not going to let anything slide. She's not going to let you get lazy. She's not going to let you half-ass anything. To half-ass is hacer a medio gas. And if you haven't heard her show, it's amazing. It's called Back to Basics. Again, I always say this. Don't let the name fool you. It can get pretty challenging on Tasha's show. Back to Basics. Yeah.
Welcome to Back to Basics. With your host, Natasha Pasqua. Natasha Pasqua.
Wow. Back to Basics. You can catch it on Vaughn Radio every single day, or you can get it wherever you listen to podcasts as well. iVox, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And also remember, you got a brand. Well, actually, no. This week, you've got two episodes of FYI, my self-produced podcast. You've got the episode that came out on Friday, Tokyo. And I just shared the bonus episode on coffee. What I always recommend in that case, if there's a bonus episode, which they come out, you know, you never know when you'll get a bonus episode. There it is. It's free. Well, that, I mean, you can listen to that first. But I would recommend you listen to the first part first. Kind of because I link them together. One is like a continuation of the other one. So I kind of, like I do here on The Show with No Name, I leave little clues along the way in the first part of the episode. And then in the bonus part, of course, you'll find, you know, the answers to all of those things. So there is an order. But again, if you listen to it out of order, it's not the end of the world either, is it? All right. Well, here it is, folks. This is Tash Pasqua's challenge. Follow her on Twitter. It's Tash Pasqua. Her show is called Back to Basics. And here's your translation. Estoy harto de tus excusas. Estoy harto de tus excusas. Hey, I think that's a good sentence to know as a teacher or as a parent, right? Let's see what you guys come up with. We're going to go into the chat room now and read some comments from our super show with no namers over here. There's Anna checking in, and Anna says, hi, Alberto. Morning, everyone. Hello, Anna. How are you? J.M. Hermosilla says, good morning, Alberto and friends. Good morning to you, sir. Laura, we missed you these last couple days, and she's back, baby. She says, good morning, everyone. Rise and shine. And there's the first totally native of the day.
Totally native.
Rise and shine. Levanta, vamos a por ello. Rise and shine. That is totally native. There's Monse sounding like a native as well. Morning. She doesn't say good morning. That's too long for us. We say morning. Morning, guys. Morning to you, Monse. Jason says, hi, AA. Long time no see. Where you been? When people tell me that, I just say one thing. Where have you been? I've been in the same place. Okay, not true. Because we move around. We were on Instagram. Before that, we were on, I don't know, Facebook. I don't remember. Now we're on YouTube, but you can always, always catch the show on Vaughn Radio. You'll never miss it there. But hey, welcome back. Great to see you. Jason Lima, born to Iron Man, says, morning, friends. No, excuse me. No ha puesto la G. Muy nativo también. Morning, friends. Show with no name turns 14. Happy birthday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't believe it myself. ESD says, good morning, teacher and students. It's gonna be a great week for us all. Well, ESD, you definitely have a PMA. Hey, we like initials with you. ESD has a PMA. What is a PMA? No, it's not like a doctorate or so. Well, I don't know. Maybe you have a doctorate. But a PMA is a positive mental attitude, and that makes you unstoppable. Let's see. ESD also says, I love that song. Wanna Dance reminds me of that summer. Oh, no doubt. I mean, I remember hearing it everywhere I went, and I was like, this is embarrassing. This is me. Like, it was, as I said earlier, excuse me, as I said earlier, it was totally surreal. Let's see. Sergio says, morning, everyone. What a pleasure sharing this time with you all. Let's put the head on the game. Awesome. Sergio, I haven't heard that expression, but you know what? It sounds native. I haven't used it. That doesn't, remember, when I say I haven't used something, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I'm just one English speaker of millions and millions. All right, let's take a look. Born to Iron Man says we shouldn't bite the mouth that feeds us. I love that expression. I'm just looking for the context. Born to Iron Man, who is, maybe I said something earlier that is related to that. I don't know. But a great expression, to bite the hand that feeds means to not appreciate or to mistreat somebody who's giving you something. Right. And that's not the case. I don't feel mistreated. So I'm a little bit confused about the context, but it's a great expression, born to Iron Man. Let's see. Lupe says, morning, friends, up and Adam. So we got Rise and Shine. We got Up and Adam. Wow. I got a bunch of natives over here. Ana Palaces. Well, Ana Palacios, she says, wow, y Ana, no has puesto wow a la española, que lo veo muchísimo. G-U-A-U, right? You put D-O, it's W-O-W, excellent. She says, wow, it sounds so serious. I love it. And I imagine you're referring to the trivia. Well, that's the, you know, one of the, I know a lot of people who love classical music, but Guy, I think, is the, between him, Richard and Richard Brown, Richard Vaughn and Richard Brown, they probably, I don't know, they probably have a doctorate in classical music. So I had to put classical music in there no matter what. Let's see. German says, good morning, magical team. I want to participate today, but I have to do the dishes and prepare some food. Hey, I get you. I get you. Do you want me to prepare some tacos or chilaquiles? Excuse me. Some tacos or chilaquiles for you? And German, yes, please. Both? Don't start me talking about food, man. Oh, man. I love it, German. Well, happy cooking. And look at German, multitasking. He's saying, I'm going to learn English while I, you know, prepare the food that I've got to prepare, you know, to live, to eat my sustenance. Sustenance, you say sustancia? No, sustenance. It's funny. See, I knew the word in Spanish, but you don't always remember things the first time around. So that's why it's good to look things up. Sustento, alimento, sustenance. we say in English. Let's see. Vero says, good morning, beautiful people. Good morning to you, Vero. Born to Iron Man says, wow, German, it smells great. Yummy. I love it. Born to Iron Man's got really high tech computers. If you can smell it, dude, you definitely are in the metaverse. Yeah, Monse wants some too, German. So you gotta see, you can't just offer me some. Born to Iron Man wants some. Monse wants some as well. I'm sure Vero, ESD, they're all on board. German, yes, please. Yummy. I'm drooling. You can't talk about food without us jumping on it. We are vultures. How do you say that word? Buitres in Spanish. In English, es interesante porque tienes a V. Que muchos dicen vulture, pero no es vulture. Vulture, correct? Vulture. Y tiene la T-U, es que es ch. So it's a tough word for people to pronounce. Vulture, but we use it the same way. Oh, man, I put the potato chips on the table, and you guys are like vultures. No sois como buitres. Ha desaparecido todo aquí. And Monse, I didn't give you a totally native for that word. I'm drooling. If you're drooling, se te hace la boca agua. Great word. Guys, you're giving me so much content here that I didn't even prepare. Thank you. All right. Well, let's take a look. It looks like I've got a lot of people, speaking of content that I have prepared, a lot of people who are participating in our pop quiz. Now, remember, the translation that Tosh gave us is estoy harto de excusas. Great one to know because ya ahí puedes poner, estoy harto de lo que sea. It doesn't have to be excuses. You can, you know, estoy harto de esta lluvia. Estoy harto de los impuestos. Right? Stuff like that. Estoy harto de estas facturas de energía. Right? Okay. I think we can all put in our own example there. Jose Maria J.M. Hermosilla is the first one to participate. And he says, I'm tired of your excuses. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm tired of it. Okay, because if you're tired, punto, you're cansado. But if you're tired of something, now you're harto. It's just like when you look at the word ask, es preguntar. But ask for es pedir, pues cambia un poco lo que es el significado ahí. So I'm tired of your excuses. Excellent. Y cuidado, no es tired, it's tired. Vamos a decir esta palabra, corbata, tie, y luego ERD. Tired, tired, ya está. And if that's too tough, you can say exhausted, you can say pooped, you can say spent, you can say worn out. Do you want more ways? Exhausted? I mean, you got a lot of ways to say that you are tired. So if that word doesn't come out, don't worry. Let's see. I know we've got other ways to say harto as well. So we already looked at I'm tired of something. Perfect. Let's see. Born to Iron Man. Oh, that's the one I was thinking of, but you misspelled it. Okay, because it's not feed, it's fed. But that was one that I was definitely going to cover. So Born to Iron Man says, I'm feed up with, but es con una E, so fed up with. Okay? De hecho, es como el pasado de alimentar. I fed my daughter and I'm fed up with this formula. This same word, but uno es to be fed up with, harto, or to be fed up of. I am fed up with your excuses. I'm tired of. Oh, interesting too, if you notice, different prepositions. So I'm fed up with, I'm fed up of. I'm fed up with, I'm tired of. Whoa. See, it can get confusing. Just be careful. It's not feed, it is fed. Sergio says, I'm sick of your excuses. Excellent. Sergio, there's another one. So we said, I'm tired of your excuses. I'm sick of your excuses. And you want to know another way to say it? I am sick and tired. Frase hecha. I am sick and tired of your excuses. Esa es la más nativa. Okay? I am sick and tired. Now, either you can use them alone. I'm sick of your excuses. I'm tired of your excuses. But when you put them together, ya es como, ya no puedo más. I am sick and tired of your crap. Okay, and that means I'm done. I am done. Okay, let's see. To be fed up with, okay, hola, hola, Caracola says, I am fed up of your excuses. Okay, let's remember then. So let's review. To be fed up with, yeah, I know it doesn't make sense. To be fed up with, and to be sick and tired or sick or tired of. Okay. And excuses, I see everybody got it right. Laura says, I missed you too. Well, Laura, I was hoping you're here today because we've got a surprise for you. Well, not we. Nobody knows the surprise, but I've got a surprise for you. Ooh, but you'll have to wait till the end of the show. Let's see. Nihad says, good morning, bro. I'm sick of your excuses. I love it because for one second, Nihad, I'm like, what excuses? Claro. Good morning. I'm sick of your excuses. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were saying good morning. And I'm also participating in the pop quiz. Let's see. Yolanda says, good eye, mate. Good eye. Are you listening from the land down under? Good eye, mate. Good day, mate. All right. Well, guys, it's awesome to see so many people participating here. And what I'm realizing is we have to go, this is incredible, to our first commercial break, guys. Time has just flown by. Yeah, I don't know where it went either. I hope you're having fun. I hope you're learning. And I hope you'll join us in just a couple minutes. So stick around.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Este otoño tenemos novedades. Nos hemos sentado con nuestros seguidores para ver qué es lo que más les cuesta. Y, surprise, surprise, es el speaking. Por eso te presentamos Speak English A1, A2, Speak English B1 y Speak English B2, una serie de tres libros orientados a mejorar la fluidez con el inglés a través del método Vaughan, con frases de traducción y secciones variadas sobre gramática, vocabulario, errores comunes, phrasal verbs y mucho más. El complemento que tu speaking estaba buscando. Escoge ya tu nivel y empieza a dar el cambio en tu inglés.
Aprender a comunicarse en inglés para lograr afrontar situaciones en inglés tanto en el terreno personal como en el profesional, adquirir un dominio privilegiado del idioma que le permita completar su desarrollo profesional. Hay un producto que le garantice todo esto.
Al entrar en el mercado laboral, lo único que cuenta es ser más atractivo que otros candidatos, gozar de mayor estimación. Y el aspecto que más impacta a una empresa cuando mira un candidato joven es su nivel de inglés. Si es muy alto, es contratado. Si no lo es, pues no. Aunque sea el número uno en su promoción, nuestro MIP, nuestro Máster en Inglés Profesional, resuelve este tema para el candidato.
Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Infórmese en el 911-335-833. 911-335-833.
Aprende inglés con Vaughan y el Colegio Europeo de Madrid. El Colegio Europeo de Madrid es un centro multilingüe ubicado en Las Rozas, en la calle Colquide 14, con una metodología propia e innovadora que potencia lo mejor de cada alumno y que ahora, con la colaboración de Vaughan, también ofrece clases de inglés para adultos con profesores Vaughan. Llama al 91-636-1919 o, si lo prefieres, escribe un mail a vaughan@educacem.com y aprovéchate de la colaboración entre dos empresas líderes en sus sectores, Vaughan y Colegio Europeo de Madrid. Recuerda, llama al 91-636-1919 o escribe un mail a vaughan@educacem.com e infórmate.
El primer día, hello, my name is, y poco más. El segundo día ya te vas soltando con los phrasal verbs. El tercer día pides la comida como un gentleman o una lady. El cuarto día das un speech con el acento de la reina de Inglaterra. El quinto día recitas Shakespeare con gracia y soltura. El sexto día ya piensas en inglés.
¿Y el séptimo día qué? ¿Descansas?
No, no. Al séptimo día ya estás de vuelta en casa con un nivel de inglés mucho mejor. Ven a Vaughan Town, un lugar en el que 6 días equivalen a 500 horas de clase de inglés. Vivirás en un entorno 100% angloparlante en el que tenemos un gran número de actividades para que desarrolles tu inglés, te sueltes y te olvides de la timidez. Vence a la vergüenza en Vaughan Town y mejora tu nivel de inglés. Llama ahora al 91 133 5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Te da pereza eso del inglés?
Pues ahora puedes venirte con un amigo, con tu vecino, con tu hermano, con tu hermana, con tu madre, con tu padre, toda la familia. Porque los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, los conocidos como trimestrales, son en grupos reducidos, pero en grupo así no te da tanto corte. Llámanos y uno de nuestros asesores expertos te informará de todo y de todas las opciones. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Hello, amigos. Welcome back. Welcome back, my amigos. It's time for the second part of today's show with no name. 14 years, guys. Whoa. 14 years. Oh, man. Unbelievable. That's a Guns N' Roses song, by the way. 14 years. Creo que sí, me suena. Sounds like a Guns N' Roses song, if I'm not mistaken. All right, welcome back, folks. 14 years on the air here, and that is thanks to you guys. We have so many people checking in. Oh, now we see in our chat room, Ana Panathios is Anix. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, cool, cool. Ana Palette. Well, that's a cool nickname, too. Ana Palaces. You know, that's a nice one. I like it. Well, Anix, welcome aboard. And yes, Totally Native is back, baby. Back by popular demand, as we say in English. But folks, we have so much to do here in the second part of today's show. So let's get right back into things with today's Say What? Say what? What? That's right. That's right, amigos. It's the Say What soundbite only on the show with no name. And wow, this is going to be a tough one. But I have faith in you. And Laura, you're back and you're the master here. Okay, Say What is your section. So we had some trouble these last couple days without you. And I love it. I have piqued your interest. Laura says, I'm intrigued. So is Born to Iron Man. Well, folks, you'll have to wait till the end of the show. We got a little surprise for Laura. Oh, and remember before I said it's fed up with? You can also say fed up of. I wouldn't because it just sounds weird. But I've got examples here in front of me. And you have to trust everything you see on the internet. That you can say I'm fed up of or fed up with. So before I said to somebody, oh, be careful there. You can use it. I wouldn't. I would say I'm fed up with this shit, right? And I'm sick of. But it's real. It's a thing. Como decimos en inglés. All right. Well, today's Say What soundbite. All right. Let's see. There's a lot of text. You know what? I'm going to shut up. I'll play it. And then I'll get your take. Vuestra opinión. Here it is, the Say What soundbite for the first time. Please write down what you hear.
Well, I mean, back in the day, I did a lot of different things, but I wanted to, when my life kind of fell apart, I don't know if people know, but I had like a really bad chapter. And I just was trying to figure out, what am I going to do for the rest of my life, you know?
All right. I know. It's fast. There's a lot. But I think the person vocalizes. I think they enunciate, they pronounce, even though they speak very quickly, they seem like to pronounce everything. Where there are people who speak really quickly and don't finish their sentences and don't open their mouths. So it could be, let's put it this way, and I think you can apply this to any situation in life. Could be better, could be worse, right? Could be easier, could be harder. So let's just take it for what it is. I'm going to give it to you a second time, and then we'll discuss what you guys heard. Here is the second listen of today's Say What soundbite.
Well, I mean, back in the day, I did a lot of different things, but I wanted to, when my life kind of fell apart, I don't know if people know, but I had like a really bad chapter and I just was trying to figure out what am I going to do for the rest of my life, you know?
Okay, there you go, my amigos. What's going on? I mean, if you had to sum that up, if you're not going to hear it ever again, that was it, folks. How would you sum that up? Okay, right now, let's just say we didn't have two more listens left, which we do. What would you tell me? What happened? And if you'd like to comment on the accent, I think that, you know, normally we don't comment on that when we sum things up. When we sum things up, homófono, cuando resumimos algunas cosas. But at the same time, here in an English class, I think it's interesting to see if you can catch, I think that's an American accent. And if so, well, part of the United States is a big fucking country. Believe me. Well, in Spain, which is the size of Texas, there's so many different dialects and accents. Just imagine. Okay, amigos, that's your say what soundbite. Laura says, we'll have to wait and see. Well, guys, I don't want to create so much anticipation and then it's underwhelming, right? Overwhelming is abrumador, pero underwhelming es que no da la talla. It's a little surprise, nothing special. I didn't buy you a Jaguar or anything. I can't even afford one for me. And I wouldn't want one. I'm not a car guy anyway. I would prefer to have a chauffeur than pay for an expensive car. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't want to drive. I don't want to park. I don't want to do any of that crap. Okay, let's see what you guys heard in today's Say What soundbite. Anix says, it sounds like an American woman. I think it's an interview. She's trying to figure it out. What is she going to do with the rest of her life? Okay, good. Let me just fix that last, a couple tweaks, ajustes. She's trying to figure out, el it no hace falta porque el it es lo que nos cuenta. So she's trying to figure out what she's going to do with the rest of her life. En vez de is she what she is porque es indirecta. All right, so just a couple tweaks, but Anix, that is the gist of it. Oh, I'm giving you the say what soundbite. That's the gist of it. Just be careful with indirect questions and direct questions, right? Anytime there's confusion here, which there's always confusion because it's not, in Spanish, it doesn't change. A, ¿qué hora es? ¿Sabes qué hora es? No hay cambio, ¿no? In English, it's not the same. So, ¿qué hora es? What time is it? No, what time is it? What time is it? I want to hear that all throughout the show. What time is it? Okay. Do you know what time it is? Es la indirecta. What happened? The subject and the verb switch. So the indirect question is a copy of the affirmative. So it is 12 o'clock. Do you know what time it is? Right? So common mistake. The best way to practice that is to get a list of questions and practice turning them into indirect questions. Why do you think we do in our classes? Ask him. Tell him to ask me. Ask him. What does he want to know? It's reported speech. We're practicing using these structures in a natural way without, like, you know, making them too, like, because if you try and make it so, like, technical and grammar-based, it's only going to confuse you. You should feel it. And that's what we look for in our Vaughn classes, that you don't, okay, you know, this is, you know, the theory, you need to know that just so you know, if you ever have a doubt, you can check it out. But I also want you to know it innately, right? Like, so it's second nature to you. And one way you can do that, I mean, if you guys have the time, if you have the resources, you can check out our Vaughn Town, which is like that kind of place where you just go there for a week and you like come out saying, this is English, this is wrong. Eso no me suena bien. In fact, I have a little ad, un anuncio, for Vaughn Town. Let's check it out. Listen carefully. Can you hear that? No. Listen closer. I'm not talking about the birds chirping. I'm talking about everybody speaking English and feeling comfortable.
Listen.
This is what it's like at Vaughntown. A peaceful place where you can really learn English and lose your inhibitions. There's a reason it's one of our star programs. Vaughntown. Lose your fear of speaking English. If you want more information about this immersive experience, go to GrupoVaughn.com or give us a call, 911-385-8831. Lose your fear of speaking English and express yourself with clarity at Vaughntown. All right, well, you heard the guy. That's all the information you need now. If Vaughntown is not in your budget, I get it too. It's not our cheapest option. It is one of our most effective options. And it's an experience. Because a book is an experience, right? This book is The Milk, the Disney books that we have. It's an experience. You get lost in a book. But this is like where you go somewhere, you pack your suitcase, and you like really like go live, and you rough it. To rough, la palabra rough es duro. And to rough it como verbo is a la aventura. It's like when you go to a festival and you say, we don't need a tent. We're going to rough it. We don't need a hotel, or we don't need shampoo. We're going to rough it. We don't need toilet paper. And that's where I tell you, you're wrong. Some things we can't do without. No podemos estar sin ellos. And I think toilet paper is definitely one of those. Okay, let's see what else you guys had to say about the Say What soundbite. But I just wanted to remind you guys, you got Vaughntown, you've got Trimestrales, you've got the kids, Disney classes every weekend. And then you've got materials if you're into self-study, and all that is over at Grupo Vaughn. Well, Grupo Vaughn is the website. That's where everything is. And then Vaughn Tienda, VaughnTienda.com. That's where you can pick up any of our materials, including my books, the coleccionables, the past coleccionables, the new one. No, you got to get that one every Saturday at newsstands with El Marca and El Mundo. Viana came out this past Saturday. Next Saturday, we've got The Lion King. Pretty exciting, huh? Let's see. ESD says, it sounds like a woman speaking about a very rough patch in her life. Very interesting. I just used the word rough over there, duro. And a patch is como un tramo. Great. Whoa, good vocabulary. A very rough patch in her life. A time, I think you wanted to say time there. A time when she had to choose what she would do for the rest of her life. Excellent. Guys, these are wonderful observations. Really good. Let's see. Monse, I heard an American woman telling us how a bad experience made her rethink what to do with her life. Great job. Great job. Let's see. J.M. Hermosilla says, it sounds like an interview in which a young lady claims, great word there, claim, declara, that she got a bad chapter on his life. Sería in y her, ¿no? Si es ella. So she had a bad chapter. She went through, pasar, atravesar, a bad chapter in her life. And she wants to figure out what she's going to do for the rest of her life. I think this is an American accent. I think you're right. So guys, really good job. Let's see, Sergio. I could hear a woman speaking quite clearly about her past life events and trying to reflect on what's going on, what she's going to do from now on. Great. Definitely. So I guess we could say, and I'm trying to sum up what all you guys are saying, is this person has reached a crossroads, like we all do in life, where you have to make a decision, right? You've reached a fork in the road. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Green Day fans, una bifurcación, a fork in the road. You got to choose which way to go. A crossroads. I'm at a crossroads right now. Great, great stuff, guys. Oscar says, it sounds to me that she might be an American woman. Absolutely. She has, right? En tercera persona, como auxiliar. She has passed through or she has gone through también, she has passed through or gone through a tough chapter in her life. And she is trying to see the silver lining in the future. Silver lining, la parte positiva. Excellent. Oscar, wow. To see the silver lining. It comes from the expression, every cloud has a silver lining. That means in every bad situation, you can draw something positive out of it. Now, sometimes it's a lot harder than others, but c'est la vie, mon ami. Let's see. Leonardo says, this lady says that in the past, she had a very bad character. And she stopped and asked herself what she wanted to do with the rest of her life. So, yeah, again, at a crossroads, and she's trying to figure things out, aren't we all? I mean, even now, I'm a parent, but do I know anything about parenthood? No, I'm learning as I go. I'm not going to read books. I've read when I'm like, what do we do cuando estamos enseñando ir al baño? So we look up things, but there's no manual sometimes in life. So, you know, we're all learning as we go, but sometimes you hit a crossroads in your life, and that's important. That means you're moving on. If you're changing your behavior, we have an expression, I think you say pasar página, but it means in the positive way, like I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm going to start eating healthy. I'm going to start taking care of myself. And leaf es hoja, pero también en este caso, we call them pages in a book, but this is an old school expression. So to turn over a new leaf. Guys, we're really looking at some really nice vocabulary, and I think things that we've all dealt with. Todos hemos lidiado con esto. Annie says, I'm afraid my English is, not it's, right? My English is a little bit rusty. Well, Annex, that's what you're here for, right? Right? If your English was perfect, you wouldn't have to be here. And me, well, I'm just doing my job. When I find little mistakes, I correct them. Because remember this, it's not an Annex mistake. It's not a ESD mistake. It's not a whoever. Born to Iron Man, it's a mistake that anybody could make. So when I highlight a mistake, don't take it, take it to, okay, right. And hopefully everybody else has taken note too. That way we look at mistakes as little blessings, pequeños bendiciones, right? Nihad says, I think she is an American woman speaking about her daily activity and her relationship with people, mentioning that she did a lot of things, above all, when her life kinda fell apart trying to figure things out. Falta un things or figure it out. Excellent job there. You got a lot of key information. Nihad, wonderful. Chris Valrol. So many people participating, guys. Wow. And you all sound great, by the way. I heard a woman who did many different things in the past, but maybe they turn into a bad experience and she wants to, because you can't put wanna con tercera persona. So I wanna, they wanna, pero not she wanna. It's she wants to. ¿Ves ahí la S? No podemos prescindir de ello, eh? Yeah, that's non-negotiable there. So, see, but Chris, that's a mistake I've heard many people make. So, great. We found it. Oh, yeah, we can fix it up. It's like, if the car's broken, your car breaks down. Until you figure out what's wrong with it, you can't fix it. Right? So, and she wants to. No hay como abreviatura. So, you would just say she wants to, but yo lo diría, she wants to. She wants to do things in another way. By the way, good morning, amazing people. Good morning to you, Chris. Great to have you on board. Let's see. Laura says, I'm so sorry. I had to take a phone call and I missed the second hearing of the Say What soundbite. I'll try to do my best with the third one. Laura, I'm not worried at all. I think you don't even need four listens. That's how you do it. There's my dad, Diego Alonso, saying, good morning, Alberto, family and friends. Greetings from Greenwood Lake, New York. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, guys, we have so much to do, so let's keep it moving. We've got another challenge coming your way. It's called Spelling Bee.
Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee.
That's right, folks. Don't get stung by this spelling bee. All right, I think this one, I don't think it's going to be easy, at least not in the first round. But I do think it'll be easy to figure out what they have in common. But I don't think the names will be easy to write. But hey, like everything in life. Okay, are you ready? The first time, I am going to freaking fly. Why? Because you guys set the pace. Marcáis el ritmo vosotros. So, here we go. These are six names. All six of these names have something in common. I want you to tell me what the six names are and what they have in common. The first name is, ready? N-I-C-O-L-E space B-R-O-W-N space S-I-M-P-S-O-N. The next one is R-O-N-A-L-D space G-O-L-D-M-A-N. The next one is J-O-H-N-N-I-E space C-O-C-H-R-A-N. The next one, fourth one, R-O-B-E-R-T space S-H-A-P-I. R-O. The fifth one, F period space L-E-E space B-A-I L-E-Y. And the last one is A-L-A-N space D-E-R S-H-O-W-I-T-Z. I think that's like the fastest I speak all day. I think so. Or at least the without taking a breath. Sin respirar. All right. But that doesn't matter to our friend born to Iron Man. Because I'm taking a look at his participation here. And folks, we have got a winner. We're not going to call you Born to Iron Man. We're going to call you Usain Bolt, man. Unbelievable. Born to Iron Man. Jose Maria Hermosilla. Oh, no. Jose Maria Hermosilla. I see a mistake. The last letter. La última letra. Oh, no. That stinks. Eso sí que es lo peor. The last letter. You're like, no. The rest looks great, but we've got a winner. And that is Born to Iron Man, claiming today's Spelling Bee title. But remember, we're not done. I'm going to give you these words again. And now I'm going to be nice. All right. The first person is N-I-C-O-L-E space B-R-O-W-N space S-I-M P-S-O-N. The next name is R-O-N-A-L-D space G-O-L-D-M-A-N. The next one is J-O-H-N-N-I-E space C-O-C-H-R-A-N. The fourth one is R-O-B. E-R-T space S-H-A-P-I-R-O. The fifth one is F period space L-E-E space B-A-I-L-E-Y. And the last one is A-L-A-N space D-E-R S-H-O-W-I-T-Z. Eso es justo. Right there, folks. I can't be more fair than that. Okay? And that's as fair as I can get, giving you guys time to, you know, write it down, take a breath. And not everybody pronounces that way. A lot of people say M-N-N-L-L-M-N. So I make sure when I say M, you know it's not N, right? And when I say Z, you know it's not C, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So excellent job. I see some more people participating. There's Christina and Lupe kicking butt and taking names. Guys, unbelievable. When I first started teaching, I'm telling you, if I spelt out my email address for my students, we would be there for 20 minutes. I'd be like, I-M-A, okay, and I'm like, oh man, we got a problem here. It shouldn't take you 20 minutes to write down my email address or anything for that matter. So what you guys have done is taken that level in Spain and brought it up. And that was one of the weak points, at least that I noticed. So excellent. Kudos to all of you. And Christina knows what they have in common. She says they're all related to the O.J. Simpson case. That is correct. We'll take a look at these names and so much more when we come back. We've got homophones. We've got Double Trouble. Name that lyric. Name that movie. And so much more. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Esta es tu radio, una radio diferente, divertida, donde informarte para descubrir, aprender, una radio única, como tú. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Me pregunta el del chiringuito si quiero hacer kitesurf o wakeboard, o si prefiero tomarme un bitter cash antes. Me acaba de decir cinco palabras en inglés. Kite, que significa cometa. Surf, que es obviamente hacer surf, pero también significa oleaje. Wake, que es estela, en este caso la estela del barco. Board es tabla y bitter es amargo. Y justo antes, cuando le pregunté si hablaba inglés, me dijo...
Pero patatero.
Sabemos mucho más inglés de lo que creemos. Solo nos falta asimilarlo y situarlo. Aprende a aprender inglés en cualquier lugar con This Book is the Milk y su secuela This Book is the Milk 2. Te enseñaremos cómo enfocar el inglés, aprovechando todo el inglés que tenemos alrededor y de una manera divertida y adictiva. The Remilk ahora se llama This Book is the Milk 2 y viene con audio y nueva portada. Descúbrelos ya en vaughantienda.com.
Este año quiero recomendarte nuestro programa de formación más completo y potente que multiplicará tus oportunidades. Seguro que has oído hablar de él. Es nuestro máster en inglés profesional. Además, lo tienes disponible en todos los horarios, mañanas, tardes o fin de semana. La próxima convocatoria está ya muy cerca y, como siempre, a estas alturas ya son pocas las plazas que quedan. Si este año quieres ver un cambio significativo en tu inglés, esta es la mejor opción. ¿Por qué no reservas tu cita para hacer tu prueba de nivel? Sin compromiso, llámanos 911-133-5833. Toma nota. 911-133-5833. Sin duda, podemos asegurarte que realizando el esfuerzo y dedicación necesaria, avanzarás muy notablemente con el dominio del inglés y te sentirás cómodo o cómoda en cualquier ámbito, tanto profesional como personal. Ven a hacer tu prueba de nivel. Sin compromiso, tu prueba de nivel gratis. Llámanos 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833.
¿Te da pereza eso del inglés?
Pues ahora puedes venirte con un amigo, con tu vecino, con tu hermano, con tu hermana, con tu madre, con tu padre, toda la familia. Porque los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, los conocidos como trimestrales, son en grupos reducidos, pero en grupo así no te da tanto corte. Llámanos y uno de nuestros asesores expertos te informará de todo y de todas las opciones. 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Listen carefully. Can you hear that? No, listen closer. I'm not talking about the birds chirping. I'm talking about everybody speaking English and feeling comfortable. Listen. This is what it's like at Vaughntown. A peaceful place where you can really learn English and lose your inhibitions. There's a reason it's one of our star programs. Vaughntown. Lose your fear of speaking English. If you want more information about this immersive experience, go to GrupoVaughn.com or give us a call, 911-385-831. Lose your fear of speaking English.